Hello.
Hi, is Jason in?
This is he.
Hey, Jason, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I know you were in touch with one of my colleagues, Gabe here, through LinkedIn.
Yes.
You were kind of just messaging back and forth. I'm his supervisor actually, and just kind of wanted to reach out and wanted to see if you had a few minutes to kind of talk about your financing situation.
Yeah, I can take a couple minutes.
Awesome, appreciate it. And Gabe mentioned that you were saying that you, I guess you've reached out to us before, and you were saying that you're a long shot.
Yeah. So we had reached out to you guys back in like July or August, end of July, beginning of August, something like that. And basically we were looking for some real quick financing at the time, and you guys happened to be one of the last places that I talked to. And I already had a application in the works with another company who did end up funding us. So that's where we're at the moment. But I am still looking for a longer term solution to our finance situation. So I'm open to hearing if you guys think there's other options for us, but there's definitely a couple things that makes it challenging.
What are those, what are the things that make it challenging?
Just give me one second to get into a more private place.
Sure,
One
sure.
sec. After I took your call, a customer walked in the front. So let me
I
just
understand.
pull up the accent. Yeah, so basically, the number one issue I've got at the moment is our last year's tax return shows a loss. So basically, from a credit standpoint, the business is owned and operated by myself and my brother, and both of us have excellent personal credit. The business itself has very good credit, and we have multiple relationships with multiple local banks. And we have loans through a couple of them and at very good rates and all that kind of stuff. We went through a pretty big growth spurt last year. Actually been going on for close to 2 years at this point. We moved into a new facility last June, and we moved from a 4,000 square foot facility to an 11,000 square foot facility.
Holy cow.
So we almost tripled our size in one move.
Dang.
There's a long story behind it. We had been at our original location for 8.5 years. The landlords had told us from day one that they were going to sell it to us and it was going to be a great deal and all this stuff, and just kept dragging on year after year. Oh, not quite yet, not quite yet, not quite yet. And then at the very end of it, they wanted to sell it to us for almost $200,000 more than market value after we'd paid them rent for 8.5 years. So we basically told them to go screw and went, moved into another facility. So we weren't really planning jump in size that quickly. But we were busting out of the seams at our old location, which is what prompted the aggressive action with our landlords, and just wasn't going to work with them. So the only location we could have chosen, which would have still kept us in our same market, same traffic patterns, all that kind of stuff, is there was one building available, and that's the building we're in. So it was an awesome move, but it was a big jump for us all in one shot. And then we added three full-time employees during that past year and a half time frame. So we've ramped up our operations significantly. And last year, because the move was unplanned, it wasn't really budgeted for. So between moving costs, and we were also dealing with a lawsuit from a previous employee and a few other kind of major things that happened last year, we had a loss on our tax returns of about $110,000. That's before any add backs. That's like what went through to the IRS. So over the past summer, in July, we had a situation where we had a lot of stuff going on internally. We had two of our employees are brothers, and their dad passed away. So they were both out for, what was it, something like 8 business days or something like that during the course of July, and they're two of our key employees. They're our front desk guy, our service advisor, and our estimator. So that kind of threw us into a little bit of a tailspin. In addition to that, we had people who had planned vacations, and they had some sick time. So basically, we were about 40 to 50% off on our sales for July, and it really crushed us, and we were already kind of in a tight position because of all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So in July, I was kind of in a pressure situation, and I needed to find some quick funding to keep the doors open and keep everything moving, which I was able to do. So at this point, everything's going well. We're back on track. All of our employees are in place. We actually hired two of the newest employees in August and September. They're production employees out in the shop. Our marketing has kicked in. Our sales have ramped up. So we're going on a good trajectory at the moment, but we've got some debt from previous years. Mm-hmm. Ideally, I'd like to combine all of our debt into one loan, a long-term loan, and know what the monthly payment is and be able to budget and plan stuff going forward.
What is your, why don't you tell me all your, the debt that we're talking about?
Okay. So let's see here. We have a line of credit, which is close to maxed out. It's a $125,000 line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about $115,000, on it. Okay. At the moment. We have another small loan with the same bank. I believe the balance is about $7,000.
Is that with Chase?
We have, no, this is with Middlesex. Middlesex Savings Bank. It's a local bank around here. We also have the loan that I took out in July. It was a cash advance kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a daily payment thing. It's a weekly thing, but the total amount was $117,500. The balance on that right now is about $90,000 or maybe a little bit less.
What's your weekly payment on that?
$2,500.
Okay.
And then we had a loan. When we opened the business 10 years ago, we took a loan from our parents because none of the banks would talk to us as a startup.
Mm-hmm.
So we took a loan. We borrowed from them multiple times over the 10 years, paid some down, borrowed more, paid some down, borrowed more. The balance on that right now is about $125,000.
Okay. What do you pay on that?
As of right now, we're paying $1,200 a month.
Okay.
It might be $1,250, but right in that ballpark. And then we have a lease, an equipment lease. I'm not sure if it's written up as an equipment lease or as a loan at this point, but that's with a local bank, and I think the balance on that's about $38,000.
What's the interest on that?
Relatively low. I think it's like 8 or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
The line of credit and the other loan through Middlesex are very low. They're 3 to 5%, something like that.
Oh, okay.
So, as far as a long shot, basically, I'm very familiar with financing. And I've gone through the process a million times with a million different lenders, both local banks, both merchant cash advance, credit card type stuff, equipment leases. I'm very familiar with the whole picture. All of the places I've talked to up till this point have had a problem with the fact that we have a loss on last year's tax returns. Now, I know that if we can show a profit on this year's tax returns, our local banks will be able to work with us. So I'm no longer in a desperate position. I get the funding we needed in July. We're maintaining everything fine at this point, and I don't have to do anything. And if I don't find a really good option, then I'm just going to wait until our tax returns improve and we can go back to our local banks and say, okay, now we'd like to, you know, do something bigger long term.
Sure. No, I totally understand. What are you guys doing? What did you guys do in sales last year?
We did about $1.1 million, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay.
This and then year, this... we're on track to do a little more than that, 1.2, maybe 1.3 if everything goes really well.
Okay. How much do you guys pay for the new 11,000 square foot facility? What did the rent go up to?
So we were paying $26.50.
Okay.
Actually, with a couple storage units we had, it was basically $3,000 a month at the old place, and now we're at $5,000.
Okay. Not too bad.
Wait. Yeah.
$3,000 to $5,000. Yeah. Okay.
I'm on the phone with the bank. Just go inside and talk to them. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
No worries, Jason. So there's definitely a shot. It is, there may be something we can do. I don't know if it would be smart for you to, I wouldn't refi the equipment lease. I wouldn't refi the line of credit and the savings bank just because you have such a good rate on that. Don't think, you know, it just wouldn't make sense for you to do that. But the working capital loan and actually even the loan that you have with your parents, I wouldn't, if you're able to still pay $1,200 per month to that, that's, is it, do you want to pay it off because you just don't want to have that balance and you're okay with paying a little more in interest? Or, because I mean, that's a, if they're okay with just accepting $1,200 a month for $125,000, that's a great
setup. Yeah, so the driving motivation behind that is both of our parents. So when we took the loan 10 years ago, the intention was that it was going to be a short-term situation. We were going to open the business, we were going to get things up and running, go back to the banks, and refinance out so that our parents weren't, you know, tied to it.
Sure.
That was in 2006. So, you know, where our plans went from that. So,
thank God
the bank stopped lending a year later, and, you know, basically that plan went down the tubes.
Yeah.
So for 10 years, we've been paying the payment, but it was on a home equity line of credit, and the interest rate was low, but more, it wasn't a loan, so more of it was going to interest, and the principal wasn't getting paid down very much. So they actually just refinanced that as of, I think, like last week. So we can keep it through them. The motivation for me to refinance it is more the fact that both of them have retired since we took the loan from them. So we're basically using their retirement account. And, you know, I'd like to get that paid off. So I would be okay paying a little bit more. I'm not looking to, you know, pay double or, you know, anything crazy. But
yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Jason, there could be something we can do for you. I love the opportunity to have a shot here. I know you know how it works, and I would just, I can send you a one-page application, have you fill it out, and then there's obviously not a huge rush here. You're not under any type of pressure, immediate need. So I can send it to you, and whenever you got some time, you can send it back. I can get it, get an answer for you in a few days. And really see if we have a program that fits your need for you and your business. You said it was you and your brother that own the business?
Correct.
Okay, and you guys are 50-50 on that, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, yeah. What's
so before I go any further with that. I guess mm-hmm. based on the information I gave you, I'm assuming you kind of know what programs you guys work with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to go through another application process just for the motions and just to have my credit drop another couple points in the process. Sure. So if you, you know, have some programs that you work with and you say, hey, you know what, I think this one's probably a pretty good fit and here's what we can do. So I guess the big thing would be, you know, the 90K balance that I have right now on that mm-hmm. one loan I took in July. Getting that stretched out so that obviously we're not paying 10 grand a month in loan costs for that.
Yeah.
That would be obviously the big one. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, I don't know, I would like to free up some of the line of credit at least, because that way I'll have a little bit of a cushion to use if there's some dips and stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, so if we were talking like 125 or 150 or something in that kind of ballpark and, you know, stretching that out for, you know, 3 to 5 years or more, that would be my goal at a relatively decent interest rate. Sure. And I understand it's not going to necessarily be, you know, 3 to 5% like I'd get at a bank, but I'm also not looking to get into a 15 or 20% situation either. You know, if it was 10, sure. 8, 10, you know, I could potentially go for that if it's going to be a longer term solution and, you know, free up some of our cash flow.
Okay.
So I guess, what are your thoughts on that as far as what programs you guys offered?
Well, we do offer we have a special program. It's a 3-year program. Now this program is primarily based on, credit and, a little bit of your sales. So the loss on the tax return shouldn't be a huge issue for this program.
Okay.
The only concern I have would be just that loan and the balance that you have for that working capital loan. What company is that with?
It's with Swift Capital.
Swift, okay. All right. I tell you what, before we do anything then, let me reach out to the underwriter and go over your okay. file with him. And then okay. if he says, oh yeah, if everything that Jason told you was this, then there's a shot we have. Or he'll okay. tell me, yeah, there's, don't waste your time.
Okay. Now, what kind of program is that?
The 3-year program, it's a working capital program. So we can give you the cash, and the rates start from anywhere from 10 to go all the way up to 25%. So, I mean, it is right there on the border of where you're at, of what you want to be at, and also where you don't want to be at. So, I mean, like I said, I would talk to him. Let me talk to him first.
Okay.
And get some feedback, because you gave me a lot of information, and I'm confident with all this info I can get a good idea of what we can and can't do for you.
Okay. And just so you know, as far as credit score wise, I don't know what it's going to come up when you guys pull it, but my score I've seen anywhere from low sevens up to 760. So sure. my score's, you know, in a good place. I wouldn't say it's, you know, it's not 800 or above, but it's right. it's in good shape. My brother's score, I believe, is right in the same ballpark.
Okay, perfect. Low sevens to 750. Okay. Oh, and how long have you guys been in business for?
10 years.
Oh, nice.
That's good. Yeah, October 1st was our 10-year anniversary. So,
congrats! That's awesome.
Starting year 11.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Jason. Well, I appreciate your time here. Give me, hopefully to the end of today. I got a meeting with the underwriters later, and I will bring up your file and we'll talk about it, and I'll give you some feedback.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch. Save my number in case you need anything, or if you need to reach out.
Yeah. And what was your first name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay. And it was Cardiff Bank, right?
Yeah. Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay. Sounds good. I'll wait to hear
right.
from you.
All right, Jason.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jeremiah.
It. All right.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.